Take social studies off the back burner with time-saving, easy-to-prep, and engaging resources at your fingertips. If you're a third through fifth grade educator who wants engaging and quality social studies resources all in one place, wants to maximize your time to prep and teach social studies, and you want social studies to be fun for your students, you might be a good candidate for the Smart and Simple Social Studies membership. This is something that I'm currently in the works of finalizing and putting the finishing touches on. You can get on the waitlist to be notified when the membership will be open. All you have to do is go to smartandsimplesocialstudies.com. Once you join the waitlist, you will be in the know on when the membership will be open next. This is the Social Studies Teacher Podcast, a show for busy elementary teachers looking for fun and engaging ways to easily add social studies into their classroom schedule without feeling overwhelmed or pressed for time. I'm Kirsten of the Southern Teach, an educator and mom who is passionate about all things social studies. I love sharing ideas and strategies that are low prep and easy to implement. So let's dive in together. Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the Social Studies Teacher Podcast. This episode that I wanted to share with you was a really good one that I wanted to republish on my Social Studies Teacher Podcast. It was originally recorded in 2021, fall of 2021, and this is when I was currently in the classroom. So it's kind of like in real time, all of the feelings I was experiencing in the classroom. And I felt called to share just some of the mistakes I felt like I've made as a teacher, and just to kind of share with you kind of how everybody makes mistakes. It's completely normal. Do not feel like you're a bad teacher or any of that sort. So hopefully this is an inspiring and also an encouraging podcast episode for you. So let's go ahead and listen. Have you ever felt that you're just not up to par with all those teachers on social media who have the perfect call and response and activities and lessons in a picture-perfect lighting? Me too. I've been teaching for 8 years, and I would still not consider myself a perfect teacher. Sometimes I teach at my desk. Sometimes I check my phone in class. Sometimes I'm late picking up my students from lunch. And sometimes I have my students watch a video on Discovery Ed instead of actually teaching the lesson. Can you relate? Today, I'm sharing with you 4 big mistakes I've made as a teacher and what I've learned from these mistakes. I always strive to be my best, and these are just some mistakes I've really grown from as an educator and has shaped how I teach today. All right. So this is going to be a pretty transparent episode. I can't wait to share with you some of the mistakes that I've made. I'm just calling myself out, but I know that there's others out there like me who might resonate with this, or maybe you're feeling like you're in that predicament either with yourself or somebody else that you work with. So I just want to share with you my 4 mistakes and what I've learned from them, how I've been able to improve myself as a teacher. So here we go. The first mistake I made in my teaching career was not being a team player. So when I first started out, I kind of wanted to do my own thing a little bit. I wasn't into really planning with others. When I started teaching originally, I was just by myself. I was the only kindergarten teacher at the school that I worked at. So I was kind of used to working by myself. I liked it. I liked planning on my own. And so when I had an actual team of multiple teachers in the same grade level as me, I didn't really know how to work with or plan with them. So in addition to that, I was trying to also take the lead in the wrong ways. I didn't really know how to effectively communicate and collaborate as well as I do now. And I also, there were certain coworkers that I would clash with because
I was type A, they were also type A, and we would just try to one up each other. I was thinking of it as a battle, or that I would win or I'd get the higher up, instead of actually, you know, coming to a compromise, thinking win-win. So I've learned a lot from that. I'm now much more amenable, because mostly I don't have a lot of time to want to, you know, not collaborate. It's so much more effective to be able to collaborate with your teammates and split up duties and all of that kind of stuff, because it's just one way to work harder and not smarter. So that's just one way I've been able to grow from my mistake of not being a very good team player. All right, my second big mistake I've made as a teacher: I was not very good at picking my battles. And this isn't just with other teachers. This is just like managing my class in general. There was a point in time where I would only let students sharpen their pencils at the beginning of class and at the end of class. And eventually I thought about it over the summer one year, and I was like, why does it even matter that they need to sharpen their pencils? As long as I'm not teaching something like specifically, they should be able to sharpen their pencils. Their pencil might break, they can go sharpen their pencil. And even when I was in elementary school, I know my teacher did not tell me, oh, you have to wait till the end of the day to sharpen your pencil. I was able to go up and go and rotate my little pencil in the pencil sharpener. So that's something I kind of let go of. It's not a big deal. And even sometimes while I'm teaching and I'm taking notes, if somebody asks me their pencil broke, they need to sharpen their pencil, I let them do it. So for the most part, I've definitely given up a lot of things where I was initially very strict on. So that's just another way that, you know, just making sure not to let the little things get to you. Think about, you know, in the long run, in the grand scheme of things, what do you really want to accomplish in your classroom? Is it worth fighting over the pencil sharpener? So think about that pencil sharpener story. The third mistake I've made would be that I took things too personally, thinking they don't like me. I'm not doing what they like, so therefore they don't like me. It's not about that they don't like me. I learned that could be something that I did, and it has nothing to do with internally, do they like me as a person? So I sometimes would drop the ball on bringing something or doing something that I was supposed to do. I think I had missed the deadline about like a field trip that we were supposed to sign up in advance, and I didn't realize it until it was too late. And I thought they were all mad at me and they didn't like me anymore. You know, of course, me being an overreactor, that's what I was thinking. Of course, that is not what they were thinking at all. But I just took things too to heart way too often. I would think about it at home. I just stuck on that feeling, even though those feelings weren't necessarily valid. That also went with, you know, how a parent responds in their email. I would think, oh, the parent doesn't like me. They're mad at me. When I let go of those feelings of not caring, not ruminating over, you know, a little glip that happened or a little accident, or maybe I did drop the ball, that definitely changed my perspective of, you know, I'm not trying to be everybody's friends. I'm just trying to help your child, or I'm just trying to work well with you and collaborate well with you. So definitely keep that in mind next time you feel like you're feeling down over a situation that happened. Maybe it was really awkward and you don't like awkwardness and you're thinking about it a lot. Just not take it too personally. The fourth mistake I've made as a teacher would be not putting my needs before my profession. There are still some days where I will go to work even when I'm too tired or not feeling well, and my husband would suggest, oh, you should take the day off. But as we all know, as teachers, we cannot just take the day off. It would require having to have sub plans and finding a sub in advance so my class doesn't get split, letting my admin know. And so it's just really hard to be able to just not show up to work. And I'm not one of those people who would ever do that kind of thing. So some days when I really do want to call in, I know it's more trouble than it's worth. And it's very sad that we have to think like this in our careers. I try as much as I can to leave work at work and focus on myself and my passions when I'm not teaching students. And if I really, really need to take that day, I will just take that day, because I do believe mental days are so important, and I make sure to schedule more of those as much as I can. So that's just one of the mistakes I made at the beginning of my profession. I wish I had taken more of those paid time off days. Instead of thinking, oh, I have to do all of this, just take the day. Take the day. That's my best advice for you. All right, here is your creative action tip for this episode. I want you to let go of the notion that you must have everything perfect. Embrace the fact that mistakes will be made in your teaching career. You can either wallow in those mistakes and let it get to you, or you can learn and grow from them. It's all part of the process of being your best teacher self, and that's the ultimate goal. Don't compare to what you see on social media, friend. It is not worth the energy. So that's my best tip for you. I want you to take that to heart as you go through this week, and I will see you again in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Social Studies Teacher Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, hit that subscribe button and leave a review. I would love to hear your thoughts. You can also find me on Instagram at The Southern Teach. I can't wait for you to join me in the next episode for more teacher tips and strategies. Something's a-brewing at The Southern Teach TPT store. If you have not heard already, I'm in the works of creating a year-long social studies curriculum for communities, Texas history, and U.S. history. The guided Smart and Simple social studies curriculum is daily lessons and activities that are bite-sized and can easily be implemented in 30 to 45 minutes. It's TEKS-aligned for all you Texas teachers, but it's still flexible enough to use in any order or with any state curriculum. And each social studies unit has everything you need to simply teach social studies. Easy-to-follow lesson plans, guided notes, practice activities, exit tickets, and so much more. It's everything you need to implement engaging social studies lessons that students love and teachers enjoy, because it's so comprehensive and super easy to prep. Right now, you can purchase any of the bundles for 20% off. If you're interested, you can head over to my TPT store. The link is in the description, and my name is The Southern Teach.